This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You refer to will soon be back in our hands.
Well, here we are for the first broadcast of 2020. The planet's still here, we're still here, but the situation, obviously, in the Middle East, in Iraq, is very sophisticated, very dangerous. A lot of different forces coming together there at the center of the grand chessboard. And it could trigger a larger regional war at any time. We'll have the latest for you on that coming up. But I should also add, starting in the third segment here today, or in about 20 minutes to be precise, we're going to air, a couple weeks in the making, a special report on just some of the dangers of vaccines that are actually on the inserts that they don't want you to know about, that they're lying to you about. But this is a special that Zach Voorhees shot a few weeks ago when he was here, and one of our great researchers, Rob Dew, got it and added a lot of clips and documentation to it. So in the new year, I want to start out with something that really allows us to take control of our lives and our bodies and say no to the establishment, what they're trying to put into us, and how they're trying to control us. So that is coming up. Then, Mike Adams has done a lot of great work dealing with the nature of reality. And he really is a scientist, and he really is somebody that I respect. And so he's going to be tackling some of the folks out there that have trouble dealing with third-dimensional theorem. Because if people can't understand that, they can't understand some of the more complex systems and interdimensional associations that are taking place. And then he's going to get into some of the things going on in our universe that he talked about many years ago that are now being looked at by mainline scientific groups. I'm just going to leave it at that, that Mike Adams is going to be in studio today. It's probably best when he's here that I not even be in the studio or I'm going to interrupt constantly. But we're going to see what happens today. Mike likes it when I'm on the show with him. But I really want to sit back and hear what he has to say for myself. So this is the first transmission of the Alex Jones Show in the year 2020. Well, we did one live last night that you can find posted on InfoWars.com. But this is the first show, and we're very, very honored to be here. Okay. I didn't get yesterday into any detail with the announcements of the Chinese communists and their involvement in our domestic policies. I didn't get into the fact that they're wanting our guns openly and just how incredible it is that they're meddling inside the United States with the Democratic Party, just how treasonous that is and how this illustrates just how incredibly corrupt the collaborator media and the Democrats have gotten. And that ties in to these mass shooters. Now, the media knows that they're hyping up mass shootings, and that's actually creating more of them as we've now entered the year of the false flag, but also the year of the Great Awakening. But the establishment is going to strike back against that, and they've told us they're going to do it by prepping everybody that domestic white supremacists slash NRA are going to start blowing everything up and shooting everybody and doing all of this. And so you better know that they are cooking stuff up, but they don't have full control of the government now. So it's very hard for them to execute this and not get caught. That's why they want to make it verboten. Very, very verboten. Off limits to question big tragedies when they kick off and when they unfold. I mean, I even questioned right away, is this a real embassy attack? And then clearly it was. You can see the Shiite militias doing it. And we'll get more into that as well. So much to cover here today. Please don't forget, you are not spectators. You are the tip of the spear. You are the InfoWar. Please share the live links at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and the live Alex Jones feed area. I'm a left-hand corner, you pull that down, Alex. Alex Jones Show. Click it on my feed. Share that link. And, of course, newswars.com/show. That link is not censored as much. So that's a better link to share as well. Newswars.com/show. Because that's how we override the AI control systems. We'll be back on the first live Alex Jones Show of 2020. In the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, the Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I gave that speech, that little clip from more than 10 years ago in Dallas, Texas, to a packed theater of over 2,000 patriots. And I knew we'd change the world together, and we have done it. We're not trying to take credit here, but we have to also take measure and thank God for the providence we've been given, and admit to ourselves, as the people that run this broadcast and you, the supporters, the eyes and ears of the transmission, that we've taken the ball back from the NWO that are advancing down the field, but now the real confrontations are beginning. We'll break down the latest with Mike Adams in studio on what's happening in the Middle East, what's really behind that, who the different factions are, Trump saying this is a threat, promising strong action that you now see. We're going to be laying all of that out. But, you know, I don't want to be distracted just by this. I want to look at what's being normalized. You know, you saw the Me Too movement with people like Matt Lauer. When they have Sandra Bullock on the show, in a sex scene she'd shot, and he'd say, wow, we get to see you naked in this movie. And they giggled, and they went, oh, my God, that was sexual harassment on TV, and I'm not defending Matt Lauer. But they would act like that was this huge crime, and look at how creepy he is. And he would tell other women, you know, that they were attractive and things. That's, like, worse than child molestation. But then when public schools bring in fat men dressed like clowns to have kids bounce on their laps, and the fat men tell the little kids about sex, and the men say, I'm here to groom your children, we're told it's beautiful and wonderful by the same leftist media. So it's the way that they tell you what's bad, they tell you what's good. And it's the same thing with vaccines. I mean, the inserts say they can kill you. They have secret fund that pays out billions of dollars a year in awards of people damaged by them. It's a deadly precedent to be able to put in your body whatever they want. And now they don't want to have a debate or a discussion about it on the internet using AI to censor everybody. Well, we've got a special report that put a lot of work and research into in the next three segments. So please watch this and please spread the word. And as we speak, it's being posted to the front page of InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Emergency report on the real dangers of vaccines that you need to know and that you need to share. This will literally save lives. It's not that vaccines aren't a real technology. It's that it's being purposely tainted like the water supply and everything else to make us more manageable. One of the biggest health threats out there. So, that's coming up. But I wanted to hit these reports. And I covered it a lot yesterday on Owen Schroyer's last show of the year. That's archived at band.video. And I hope you'll go watch our breakdown there where we get into it in more detail. But these articles all tie together. Chinese state media got ownership out of control in the U.S. The authoritarian Chinese Communist Party, CCP, calls every nation with more freedom lawless and is actively funding Hollywood and the Democratic Party to take our guns. That's outside meddling. The takeover. China is building enormous self-sustaining cities, Chinese cities all over African continent that literally feed on the people, exploit them as slave labor, and then take control of their nations. Very important report that was linked up on drudgereport.com yesterday. And that ties in with this. It's the United Nations that has endorsed the communist Chinese model of the internet for the world, for global standardization, for a world internet ID, and world social score. That's now official. We warned you years ago, you could see them lining up, but now it's public. The UN is one of the most authoritarian, oppressive, evil groups. The horrible things they do, the legalized slavery they run, the exploitation of countries. But they have every Miss America pageant and every other person worshiping them. That's how you're a good person. Every woman aspires to raise money for the UN just because we're told so. We're also told men can have babies. We're also told that 2020 is the new decade. No, it's the end of the second decade. So this is how there's a war on logic happening. Paul Watson shot an excellent report on this, calling it the dumbest decade. But it really is not the decade being over. So you know you're in a dumb decade when even the headline's dumb. And I'm not bashing Paul. Everyone has just adopted that now 10 is the new decade when it's the end of the decade. It's amazing. It's like saying in a 10-mile race, the last mile is the 11th mile. It's a war on logic. But getting back to the UN and the globalists that went to China 60 years ago, didn't have running water in almost every area, and suddenly now it's got five times the industry we do and it's just dominating everything because it's a one-sided deal. New York UN office recruits paramilitary troops for disarmament and reintegration of U.S. civilians. And it says for the U.S. as well. You got the Strong Cities Initiative under Obama to have the UN take over the civilian police boards. And that was proposed by the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch at the time. You don't just have the feds come in and take over your city when your police are, quote, bad. Now the UN would do it, but that got stopped by Trump. That's how close we are to this. And just like they don't make the vaccine damage a big deal, they don't make this a big deal. It's just, oh, the UN, oh, the UN suing over Trump and the border. Oh, the UN's building refugee centers on our border, recruiting people to flood us. Same thing in Europe. This is the military assault, replacement migration. And I know you know all this, but the point is it's still going on through the government, through the State Department, because Trump hasn't gotten control of the government. And if my crew members were rebelling against me, as I've said 1,000 times, I couldn't probably stop them. That's why you can't really blame Trump, because this is what he's going through. When he finds out they're bad, he fires them. But how many levels deep can he go? He just doesn't have the intel. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Free download, borrow, and get it out to everybody you know. Now, this is from archive.org. And it's an Infowars.com article. Paul Watson wrote about it. People didn't believe this, but FM 3-39.40 from 2010 took a few years to come out. We got it. People didn't believe it. Talks about processing Social Security numbers, how to put Americans into the camps, how the dissenters will be put in other areas. This is the Weatherman plan that Larry Grathwald exposed. And again, this is this parallel system where now they have a UN-funded group in Austin and other areas microchipping the homeless. And it's all just going on in plain view. So that's how these international corporations put money into the UN to come in with governmental power. And then through the TPP and other agreements, waiving our national sovereignty. That's why Trump pulled us out of the TPP and pulled us out of some of these agreements, because we never had a congressional discussion. The people never had a discussion about this. But it's just incredible to realize that that's where we've gotten. And they're recruiting and garrisoning troops. On the UN website, they're advertising for disarmament operations around the world, and it also lists the United Nations operations in the U.S. in the document. Now, understand, under Obama, he told the Army, this is re-education. That's a Soviet communist term. That's not us calling it re-education camps. That's them. So this is what they'd like to normalize and like to use crises to get us to accept, like a civil war they're trying to trigger. And that's in the documents we got about Soros a few years ago, trying to trigger race war in the United States. Now we're going to go to break and come back with Zach Voorhees and Rob Dews to tell report on vaccine dangers. This is so critical to share that I'll be back with Mike Adams in studio coming up after that. But please don't forget, we only extend this a few more days, the New Year's specials, because a lot of these items are about to sell out. Biggest sales ever, double Patriot points, free shipping, all the great items we have from the Wake of America coffee, the body's ultimate turmeric formula, to the X2 and the X3, the good halogens, to Brain Force, to Turbo Force, to Knockout Sleep Aid, to the fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified with tea tree oil, Super Blue, to the new Super Silver Tooth Whitening and Remineralization. All these are incredible products that you need to experience. And the biggest deals ever are about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchases make it all possible. So thank you for supporting us and keeping us in the fight long past the globalist thought that could have taken us out. But you held us up because you are the InfoWar. And here we are together, thanks to God's providence and your hearing the call of God and taking action. We're still on air together. Stay with us. Special report. Straight ahead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tens of millions of Americans alone had been damaged by tainted and poisoned vaccines. A secret fund and government agency was created to quietly pay people off and cover up the truth. And since then, the damage has only increased, part of a larger covert program carried out by the United Nations worldwide. In this emergency special report, we document in detail just some of these incredible abuses, and now the push to make vaccination with hundreds of different vaccines mandatory and to make the investigation of vaccines illegal. Already, vaccine activists across the world are being arrested and silenced. They're coming for you. They're coming for all of us next.
Hi, my name is Zach Voorhees, and I'm the Google whistleblower. One of the underreported stories about me blowing the whistle was one of the reasons why I blew it, which was because of Google's censorship on the vaccine issue. What I saw as an employee of Google was a chorus of parents beginning to erupt on social media, explaining that their children had been damaged by vaccines. Google responded by engaging in censorship. So today, I'm stepping forward and giving you a special Operation Vaxsamoa. We're going to begin this segment by talking about what happened last year.
To say more now, a separate police investigation is underway into the death of two babies following injections of the measles, mumps and rubella vaccine. This comes as health officials continue to determine the cause of the deaths with the help of the WHO.
They told me he was dead. Her little boy died within a minute of being immunised here at Savai Safoto Hospital. 2 hours earlier, baby Lana had died 3 minutes after receiving the same MMR vaccine.
When I took my baby, she was strong and healthy.
Lana's parents have tried to have a baby for 10 years. She was their miracle child. They just want to know what went wrong. Experts say deaths from MMR vaccines are extremely rare, and there are two main reasons why it would happen.
It's just sad that we have to hear that other two families have to go through the same thing, you know, without knowing why.
The grief of these young parents is still very raw. To lose one child is unbearable. To lose two, unimaginable. This is Alana Ray's grave. She died in April at Starship Hospital after being medevaced here from Samoa. And this is her brother Jamie Ray's grave in Samoa. He died 2 years ago. Both children deteriorated steadily after receiving the MMR vaccine in Samoa.
And he was in so much pain. I told him, Mama, you're going to be okay. You just got to fix this, and then you're going to go home.
But Jamie Ray never made it home. High fevers led to massive organ failure. Typhoid, sepsis, dengue, all suspected.
So there was never the conclusion that it was the MMR shot. That's why we never linked it until Alana Ray.
After her immunization, Alana Ray developed the same symptoms as her brother.
So let's talk about what happened exactly in Samoa. To that, let's talk about October 2019, when the Samoan government mandated that the measles inoculation was going to be given to everyone and anyone starting from 6 months old. It eventually progressed to police going door to door and forcing vaccination.
Samoa's normally busy capital, Apia, is all but deserted. Around the country, businesses have been ordered to close their doors, vehicles banned from the roads, and people told to stay at home. Only police and mobile vaccination crews are allowed to be out and about. They're looking for red flags, literally tied to houses to show those inside need to be immunised. A mass vaccination campaign has been underway for 2 weeks, but the number of cases and deaths continues to rise. So the government took the extreme step of shutting the entire country down.
We have so many anti-vaccine people, and of course many of our people still resort to traditional healers.
And eventually it got so bad that when people started to speak out on social media, the police came and arrested them. Let's take a look at the timeline of events that led up to this. It starts in July of 2018, when two babies died back to back following an MMR vaccination. It was two infants. One had received the MMR and then died minutes later. Seeing this, the mother of the other infant told the nurse, "Please don't vaccinate my baby." But the baby was vaccinated anyways and also died moments later. This caused a very big stir within the Samoan government, and they canceled the MMR vaccine for an entire month. After a safety review found that allegedly the MMR vaccine had been mixed in with a muscle relaxant, the Samoan government decided that they would reinstitute the measles vaccine in April of 2019. By October 1st of 2019, UNICEF had delivered over 100,000 doses of measles vaccine to Samoa. And then just a few weeks later, the World Bank gave $34 million as a grant for, just in case, of a measles outbreak. What a coincidence that 1 month later, in November of 15th, 2019, the Samoa government declares a state of emergency for, you guessed it, a measles outbreak. So was Samoa alone in this series of events? Well, it turns out that it was not, because its neighbors, Fiji and Tonga, also received measles vaccines from UNICEF. And like clockwork, within about a month, both of them had declared a measles outbreak. So, who exactly is UNICEF? UNICEF, which stands for the United Nations Children's Fund, gets two-thirds of its funding from governments, the rest from private donations. One of the biggest funders of UNICEF turns out to be the United States of America, giving $132.5 million in 2019. That's right. You, the taxpayer, are paying for these vaccines to go to third world countries. Let's return back to Samoa. In October 1st of 2019, we have 115,000 doses of measles vaccines being sent to that country. By October 13th, 2019, we see the beginnings of an outbreak, with 48 reported cases of measles, 6 reported deaths, including 1 child. In response, the Samoan Ministry of Health released a report testing specimens for measles virus. Of the 36 specimens tested, 7 tested positive for measles. In fact, most of the cases turned out not to be measles at all. But with these 7 cases testing positive, Samoa went ahead and declared a measles epidemic.
It was-
was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine and X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain, and I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. It's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air, and only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By November, there are now 4,693 cases of measles, resulting in 63 children's deaths. What's interesting about this is the incredibly high death rate. One in about 67 in these cases of measles. Why is this interesting? Because normally, when someone contracts measles, they have a very low probability of dying. In fact, before 2003, the case was about 1 in 10,000, right? And so now we've got 1 out of 67. According to the CDC's own data, Since 2003 in the United States, more people have died from the measles vaccine than from actual measles. Since 2003, there hasn't been a single death from measles within the United States. In fact, it's been argued historically that measles was one of the gentlest diseases that you can get. In fact, this was recorded in an old Brady Bunch special in which one of the family members got measles, and she said that there's no better disease to get than the measles.
Are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile.
No school for a few days.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have to get sick, you can't get the measles.
That's right. No medicine.
What can explain the sudden measles outbreak within Samoa? Well, that was a question that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. asked, in which he said, and I quote, "There is the possibility that children who received the live measles virus during Samoa's recent vaccination drive may have shed the virus and inadvertently infected vulnerable children. It is a regrettable possibility that these children are casualties of Merck's vaccine." Alarmed CDC officials documented this emerging phenomenon during the measles outbreak in California in 2015. Federal epidemiological investigations found that at least one-third of California cases were vaccine strain. Now, this is the measles outbreak that happened during the Disneyland in 2015. In fact, the CDC identified 73 of the 194 measles virus sequences obtained across the entire United States. This means that those children contracted measles from vaccination or from someone who received the vaccine. Is this happening here in Samoa? What exactly is vaccine shedding? Vaccine shedding is the process in which a vaccinated individual gets infected with the virus as a result of the vaccination, and as a result, the virus slowly oozes out of their body, allowing them to infect people that are vulnerable. This is actually something that's happened a lot within the United States. We have a great history of vaccinated children spreading the disease to the unvaccinated population, but also surprisingly, other children can contract the disease even if they've been vaccinated.
This small Pacific nation is in a state of emergency. Red flags telling special teams which houses have non-vaccinated residents.
It's a really good thing in terms of actually going door to door. Like today we have to call up the ambulance and now they've been evacuated.
Measles has taken hold in Samoa.
Patients now are becoming very severe. Unlike the status of the first few admissions. So I don't know how they are getting it. So it has to come from something that's not proper. So there is investigation going on.
So let's see some examples of vaccine shedding happening within the United States. This article from Science says, measles outbreak traced to fully vaccinated patient for the first time. Now we know that, you know, the mainstream media lies, and science is no different. We know that there have been previous cases of fully vaccinated patients causing outbreaks. But here is one case the mainstream media like to talk about. Another case was published on CNBC, which stated public health officials know recently vaccinated individuals spread the disease. So suddenly, it's a new thing. Suddenly, it's known that the vaccinated populations are spreading the disease to those that are vulnerable and have also already been vaccinated. An interesting story comes from the Texas city that hosts Texas A&M called Corpus Christi, which means literally the body of Christ. The news that came out of there was that 14 adolescent-age students contracted the measles despite having been injected with the MMR vaccine. Researchers noted that more than 99% of students at the school had also been vaccinated, with more than 95% of them showing detectable antibodies to measles. Okay, what's clear about this is that we can probably make the assumption that a requirement for going to school in this town was to be vaccinated. 99% vaccination rates are incredibly high. And yet, despite such an amazing amount of people vaccinated, they still caught the disease and had an outbreak. Another story here. An outbreak of measles among persons with prior evidence of immunity, New York City, 2011. Suddenly, all these cases start coming out where people that have been vaccinated are catching the disease and spreading it to others. This is one of the things that they don't want to tell you now about the mainstream in the mainstream media, which is that most of these outbreaks and most of the people contracting measles in this day and age within the first world country have already been vaccinated. The question then becomes, if vaccines are so ineffective, especially the measles vaccine, then why do they feel that there is a drive and the institution of martial law in places like Samoa in order to force vaccinate every single person? Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Hi. You're saying your daughter had measles. Are you worried about your other children?
Basically, my daughter, she's 18 months, and she came out in measles a week after I gave birth to my youngest.
Right.
And she's only just really got over it. She's had it about 3 weeks. And I wanted to know why she'd got it when she's already had her vaccines and everything.
Oh, that's interesting. So she had the MMR vaccine, so why did she get it?
Okay, so the routine MMR vaccine schedule in this country is one dose at about a year of age and another dose between 3 to 5 years. Your first vaccine dose will protect 90% of people, so 9 out of 10. And there will, for whatever reason, there will be a small number of people who don't mount enough of a response, enough of an immune response to it, and that's what the second vaccine dose is there for. So that brings you up to 99%. Of people be protected. So there's a tiny number of people that will still potentially get the illness if they've had a dose of vaccine.
So the question remains, was this outbreak that happened in Samoa caused by the vaccination drive that happened? The answer to that lies in studying the cases of measles that emerge and genotyping the virus and seeing if the measles virus that's been infecting those in the outbreak is the same as the ones being given for vaccination. So RFK asked this exact question, and he stated, with a letter sent to the PM, he asked if they could do an analysis to determine if they, Samoa, are dealing with a vaccine strain, as in the Disneyland outbreak, or a mutant strain that is vaccine resistant, i.e. a new virulent strain that has evolved to evade the vaccine. He says, we also don't know the ages of the casualties or their vaccine status. Keep in mind that the outbreak occurred at the height of a super aggressive vaccination campaign. The mortalities may have been aggravated by the use of Panadol, which is the generic form of Tylenol in that country, which should be contradicted. That means we should not use it. And the failure to administer vitamin A.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Reports from people on the ground that have no verification, as health ministry and the WHO have continued the country on lockdown. So I want to talk quickly about Panadol, acetaminophen, Tylenol. These are non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that are given to people with fever or if they're suffering from pain. And one of the problems with giving acetaminophen is that if you are low on a substance called glutathione, then the metabolism of acetaminophen goes through a dangerously toxic pathway. The problem with many of these people that are suffering from measles severely is that their glutathione levels are artificially low because their liver is fighting the disease. As a result, given Tylenol or Panadol or acetaminophen, they're really all the same thing, these children will undergo a very toxic reaction and their liver will begin to shut down. Another contributing factor to the high death rate for measles is a lack of vitamin A, common in the third world. In fact, the World Health Organization has stated that if you have severe measles, then you need to take high doses of vitamin A throughout the duration of your sickness. In fact, vitamin A deficiency is recognized as a huge risk factor for severe measles. What's really horrible about this whole situation is the fact that parents were directed by doctors and newspapers within Samoa to be giving their children this Panadol, and there was no indication that they should take vitamin A as far as we've been able to hear. This directive was confirmed by the Samoan Observer, which directed that children with measles should take Panadol. The results that followed were predictable. By December 2019, a nightmarish report began to surface on social media, and then more, and then more. For example, this was grabbed from Facebook that said, "Tomorrow, Samoa will begin compulsory mass vaccinations. Every single person will be vaccinated unless they can provide medical documentation to prove they have already had their shots. No one will be allowed to leave their property. No one will be allowed to access public roads. All businesses will be shut down. The government will be shut down. And anyone that isn't vaccinated is being asked to nail a red cloth to the front door. If this doesn't scare you, then you are completely insane. This is just a test run for what's to come. This is the beginning of the end. Martial law is coming and people need to start waking up." And I completely agree. One of the things we have to look for is what's going to happen with the United States. We see that there's a lot of vaccine pushes that are coming to the state of California, to the state of New York. And then just recently this month, December 2019, was a huge push for increased vaccination within New Jersey and the elimination of medical exemptions. More media reports showed up, such as this. In response to the vitamin protocols that started to become widely circulated across Samoan social media. And this person says, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am here in Samoa with my children. We are scared, but reading your page and seeing people research our vaccines has given me hope. No one is researching here, but vaccinated people are getting sick and many babies are dying. There's something really wrong here, and I'm sure it has everything to do with the vaccine and deliberate biological warfare. Because now they've introduced a mandatory vaccine schedule where every Samoan baby will receive six different shots before they are 1 year old." Now, if you get a shot and you get a vaccine, it's going to be like this. They're going to put it in to your body, and you're going to be able to take it as an adult. Now imagine that you're a child. You're tiny. That vaccine becomes the equivalent of a beer can of substance getting pushed into your fat. That's what babies are having to do times six.
The deaths were exploited by anti-vax campaigners. This so-called anti-vaxxer, Edwin Tamasese, is now under arrest, charged with incitement against a government. Even on Thursday, he had promoted the use of vitamin C to cure the disease. The World Health Organization says misinformation like this is the reason almost 10 million people contracted measles last year.
So imagine this is happening to you. There is martial law. People are forced to vaccinate their children. And the children are getting sick. Some of them are dying. A man by the name of Edwin Tamasese decided that he was going to investigate and figure out why so many children were getting sick. Edwin is an entrepreneur. and he figured out that many children were dying because of a combination of Panadol and vitamin A deficiency. He worked with several religious organizations throughout the U.S., and thanks to him, hundreds, if not thousands, of lives were saved. How did he do this? He worked with LDS members and people from the Mormon Church to bring in vitamin A and vitamin C and have it delivered to Samoa. And then he began distributing it to parents and children. What happened was remarkable. Children that were deathly ill were recovering and making full recoveries in about a day. The results were miraculous. But unfortunately, the videos and the images that were coming out from the social media profile lifted the eye of officials. And as a result, there started to be a commotion within the United States, as parents here in the United States were horrified at the images coming out and the complete ineptitude of the government in allowing common, known medicines that could harm a child, and that these medicines were being given to the child. And so as a result, Edwin was arrested, brought into jail, and then at first denied bail. As a result, we started seeing posts like this, as a result, saying, I just saw posts on a few babies being saved with the vitamin protocol. Sadly, one who just died because she didn't know about it. Heartbroken. It's very heavy. Pray for the families. Pray more people learn about what to do and get the donated supplements through Edwin. And all those saying, just get the MMR shot, notice below, her niece had it and still got the measles. She still got the measles. There are a few other young children who were up to date and they still got measles, which, as I said, is a vaccine failure.
Edwin Tamasisi, a Samoan manufacturer, has been vocal on social media about his doubts on the efficacy of the vaccine. Stuff journalist Florence Kerr caught up with Mr. Tamasisi in Apia to question him about his beliefs.
And it's horrible when you see these kids. The hospital is too full, and that is being passed back into the community to die. Like, it's really distressing. And that's why I've taken it upon myself to be that person who can hopefully give them the hope that they'll be all right.
So right now, you haven't got any facts to back that up.
We've only got anecdotal evidence.
Yeah, anecdotal, but there's nothing.
Yeah, we need that, and that's what we need.
So if families came up to you and asked for your opinion on getting the vaccine, your opinion,
right,
what would you tell them right now?
My personal opinion?
Yeah.
At this point in time, I wouldn't say anything. All I say to them is I cannot make any comments on that.
Yeah.
And that's all I say. Yeah. Because it's very risky.
Yes or no, do you have facts to prove that this vaccine is substandard?
We're building.
No.
I'm not going to answer the question now.
But could you produce right now?
Me?
Yeah.
I could actually. I could show you my books because I've been writing the diaries of visiting the people and the vaccine pattern.
Yeah.
I could actually show you that if you like. Yeah. And that for me tells me that the vaccine that we're using has an issue.
And to hear more about this, we're going to go to Miriam Hinnane, who is following the situation on the ground. Miriam?
Hi, Zach. Been covering the Samoan supposed measles outbreak now for more than a week, trying to get information from different sources and calling the Samoan government, calling Merck, trying to reach out to Edwin Tamase on Facebook, although he's no longer allowed to make any posts on social media.
We'll be right back. We're live the first day of 2020.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.